here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of DeWitt Wallace, St. Paul, Minnesota, 1889. His father taught Greek and Old English at McAllister College. But the son rebelled against him. He became a businessman instead, worked for a publishing house that specialized in agricultural textbooks. Enlisted in the Army for World War I, was seriously wounded. During his recovery, he read hundreds of magazines and realized that a pocket-sized magazine full of condensed general interest articles from other magazines could be a hit. And with that idea, he compiled a sample issue of the first Reader's Digest. First issue came out February 1922. And by the end of the decade, Reader's Digest went on to become the most successful magazine of all time. And it was on this day in 1954, Ellis Island formally closed its doors. It had processed more than 12 million immigrants to the United States in more than a half century of service. The first and second class passengers who arrived in this country, they did not go to Ellis Island. They were given just a brief inspection on board, check for any obvious disease. It was the poorer third class and steerage passengers who were ferried to the island. And immigration officials observed them as they climbed the staircase into the main hall. They put a little chalk on the coats of those they thought might be sick. But if you were in good health and your story checked out, processing might take only about 5 hours. In 1907, more than a million people passed through Ellis Island. But then, around the time of World War I, immigration from Europe began to slow down. Ellis Island was made into a detention center for suspected enemies, and it was closed on this day in 1954. Ellis Island sat abandoned for 30 years, and in 1984, they began restoration. Almost 40% of Americans can trace their ancestry through the gates of Ellis Island. Here's a poem for today by Joan I. Siegel, entitled Night School for My Grandmother. In a classroom like this one, where her children once sat fidgeting for the bell to ring so they could grab their jackets and shout to the cold air and sun shining on Broadway, 2 blocks from home, where 2 flights up she had set out bread and milk on the kitchen table because she was down the street at the tailor's shop turning a shirt collar or mending a man's coat, and nights she got down on her hands and knees to wash floors in an office building on 2nd Avenue, things she had learned as a girl in Poland and brought with her, a boat ride away to Ellis Island, to the man she married, and soon enough their 4 children, 1 dead, and after he died of influenza, to the new husband and his 5 children, 1 dead, and in time to the new daughters-in-law and sons-in-law in their uptown apartments and the babies, 1 at a time. She sat practicing her Palmer letters, connecting the fine threads of ink, each graceful curve looping to the next, like crocheting a pair of ladies' gloves, making words where silence used to be. Night School, a poem by Joan I. Siegel, from her collection Hyacinth for the Soul, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Goddard College, offering low-residency bachelor's and master's of fine arts degrees in creative writing, more at goddard.edu. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.